Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Friday, the 18th of April, 2014. My name is Eric and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. And you know it's Friday, so you know my sister Lindsay is here.
Hello!
To say hello and talk with us. Hey Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm a little tired, but I'm alright.
Feeling okay? Feeling a little better?
I feel much better. Much better. I'm tired, but I feel much better.
Good.
It was kind of a weird night.
Poor thing.
I literally just rolled out of bed.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, I'm glad you did. Aww. I didn't want to sleep in all day, so I'm glad that I'm up and that because I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I want to be up.
Yes, I understand that feeling completely.
Anything new with you going on?
Well, Arthur's been doing really, really well with the potty training.
That's awesome.
I might even venture to say that he's pretty much trained at this point.
That's so great.
Yeah, I'm not brave enough to move him to undies yet, but...
But...
Yeah. Yeah, but no, we did a little sticker chart for when he goes number two, because that's what he was having trouble with.
Sure.
But... that worked, and the reward for earning all of his stickers that he needed was we went to the Children's Museum in Salt Lake yesterday.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's what he earned. He was really excited. We had lots of fun. Discovery Gateway, you probably know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Colette's been a few times.
Yeah, and it's really fun. So, yeah, we had a big old day yesterday.
That's awesome.
You know. Yeah, so...
I almost asked, like, how his spring break was, but he didn't.
Oh. What's that?
I don't know, spring break.
Nope. No, I guess we kind of had a little, you know, celebration, though, so that was good.
Sure. That's totally cool.
has Colette gone to the planetarium?
Yes. Yes, we've taken her there a few times.
Good.
Not for a while though. Actually, I should bring her back. I want to go. Yeah. I want to go take her to one of those big, crazy 3D IMAX. Whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember what's playing now, but they always have like you know,
like the Led Zeppelin things.
I don't want to take her to the Zeppelin one.
Oh come on.
Okay, maybe we'll go see Zeppelin.
No, but maybe the more educational ones too.
Yeah, like the crazy space one, or they always have one like. Here's the ocean, and there's a bunch of fish. Kind of IMAX experience.
I loved that kind of thing when I was a kid. I still love that kind of thing.
Oh, hell yeah, totally.
Yeah. But I feel like Arthur probably wouldn't sit through one of those shows, but he would probably just like going over there at some point. So maybe when he's just a bit older.
You bring up a point. It's tricky to do things when there's a new challenge in my life where because I have Colette, who is 7, and who I could do things such as IMAX, or I wanted to go to Comic-Con, the FanX thing that was here in Salt Lake yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think today, too, but I wanted to go to that, and I could take Colette to that, but now Thaddeus adds a whole new...
That's definitely a big challenge with a little kid like that, you know?
And it's not just the fact that it's, a baby. If it was just Thaddeus, I could probably take him to a thing like the convention and get by just fine. Because
get him in his carrier and he's set.
That's just, you know, my attention is directed to just one area. I don't have to worry too much. But with Colette and the boy, it's just I'm split between the two and...
I can't imagine. I have enough trouble keeping track of my one.
I'm not worried I'd lose them or anything. I'd probably be fine. But the thing is, I wouldn't enjoy myself.
Exactly. And you would not be paying attention to anything except for your kids. And you'd be like, what am I even doing here? I may as well just be at the park.
Right. So it's added a whole... And that kind of applies to a whole bunch of different things. So it's kind of a weird... little complication I kind of didn't see coming. I don't know.
I've had a few situations where people invite me to go to things like that, or just, you know, things that I would totally love to go to, and I'm like, well, I don't really want to take Arthur. Oh. Why not? He can come. Just bring him. And that's, I'm like, no, you don't understand.
That's happened to me so many times where someone has invited, and I'm be like, well, can you give me a minute to find a babysitter? Maybe.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's fine. And I'm like,
you're like, because I might want to actually enjoy your company.
They're just like,
yeah. And it's not their fault, but oh man, they don't understand. Like, yeah. You just have to be super focused, especially, I mean, Arthur right now, he's a toddler. He's a 3-year-old who wants to run around and go crazy. And that takes like all my focus away from everything else.
Right. Right. That's how Thaddeus has been lately. Cause he, now that he's walking,
he is,
if I don't chase him around and keep really close after him, the house will fall down because he'll destroy it.
Yeah, Arthur, he won't destroy things, but he's very independent and he's not afraid to just wander off and explore, which I kind of love, but...
That is kind of cool.
Yeah! I have to make sure that he's not getting himself into too much trouble.
Right.
Pretty much all the time.
All the time.
So I'm glad you understand. Yeah, I would have loved to go to Comic-Con or something like that, but maybe later. Maybe when he's actually interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess, the good side of things is when they get older, this is going to be like the best day because they're going to be excited. I'm going to be excited.
And you'll be like the cool parent, like, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to get way into it, too.
I'm going to help them with their cosplay, and we're just all going to go have fun. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
It will. We'll just have to be patient, I suppose.
Totally. All right. Well, I hope you all have a lovely day. And I will talk to you all on Monday. See you later, Lindsay.
See you later, Eric.
Okay, bye. Oh, geez. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter. The username is MrMomDaily, or you can email me. It's MrMomDaily@gmail.com. There's also the website, MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.